It has been a nice start to the work in school week across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures were on the cold side this morning, and then this afternoon those numbers bounced back up into the 40s in most areas. A bit cool for this time of year. It's been a bit breezy in spots as well, but it's certainly nice to see the sunshine shining brightly overhead, and we're going to keep things quiet heading into tonight. Later in the week, we'll see some warmer temperatures come in. We're also going to see a greater opportunity for some unsettled weather. But for now, things are quiet. We have high pressure in control. It's centered now over the crown of Maine. It's a fairly strong area of high pressure, and as a result, we're looking at that clear sky this afternoon, and the sky will remain clear tonight. Now, this high pressure area also is a dry air mass, so our dew points are quite low this afternoon, and when you factor in the clear sky tonight, high pressure in control, the dry air in place, that's the recipe for a cold night. So temperatures will drop into the teens and 20s across the area. It is possible that a few spots may actually dip into the single digits tonight, though most of us should be more into the teens and 20s. Heading into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area is in control early, so we'll have sunshine in the morning. It'll be a cold morning once again, so you'll need those heavy coats heading out the door. Then as the day moves along, that high pressure area will drift away, and that's going to open the door to some cloudiness as we head into tomorrow afternoon. So the sunshine will tend to fade a bit as we go through the day tomorrow, but it looks to be a nice day. Temperatures should reach up close to 50 degrees across most of the area, and we'll start to see the wind increase a bit as well as we head into tomorrow afternoon. And then we turn a bit unsettled tomorrow night into Wednesday. Now, as the first batch of precipitation arrives tomorrow night, we're looking at a mix of some rain showers and potentially also some freezing rain, as ground temperatures will be near or below freezing in spots. So be aware there may be some slippery travel patches tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. And then on Wednesday, it warms up enough that temperatures will go above the melting point across our entire area, reaching up into the 40s. Another rain chance is with us, especially later on Thursday into Thursday night. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clear and cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, breezy and milder, high 45 to 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, clear and cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, breezy and a bit milder, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, clear and cold, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing afternoon clouds, breezy and milder, high 46 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, clear and cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing afternoon clouds, breezy and milder, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy with some morning rain and icy spots, and then some spotty afternoon showers, highs in the 40s, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon rain with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.